Howdy, you, Frank Show. Election tomorrow. So we have our election expert, correspondent, Jeff Probst on the phone with us. Hello, Jeff.
Jeff Probst. Oh, no.
He's like, wait, I'm not an election expert or correspondent.
I think they misunderstood what I was coming. I was coming down to promote Jeff Probst Show.
Oh, my God, no, click.
And Survivor.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Jeff Probst.
There he is.
I see your guys' billboards every time I'm on the road.
It's crazy.
Getting scary, huh?
Good.
Can you believe
we got this job? Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe it.
Oh, thank you, man. Jeff Probst. He's the first celebrity that we've had on the show that's actually said, yeah, most go, I can't really believe it. Jeff, I got to say, I freaking love your talk show.
You are
so good. I got to say, one of the most compelling interviews I've ever seen, I think, anybody do, but this was really good. When you had Damon Echols on from West Memphis 3.
Yeah.
Incredible. Like, I knew of that story, but I never knew as much as you got out of him and his wife and everything. It was really, really good.
Crazy story. I mean, crazy. Convicted of a brutal... There's three documentaries now. I think actually maybe four. And if you're a Netflix doc fan, the Paradise Lost, it's crazy what happened to these kids.
Yeah, Frank, do you know that story, the West Memphis 3, when they were...
I'm familiar with it. I haven't seen the documentaries, though, but I know.
Basically, three teenagers accused and convicted of killing three little boys in a brutal fashion with no evidence.
Zero evidence.
And they end up... two of them end up in prison for life, and Damien gets death row, and he's there for 19 years, and along the way, this woman meets him and believes in his innocence, and in the process falls in love, and they get married, and she gets him exonerated, and he got out.
Yeah, so good. And
it's a crazy, crazy story.
But the other two dudes are still in jail?
No, they all got out.
They all got out, okay.
It got a lot of celebrity attention. Johnny Depp and Natalie Maines and some other people got involved, Eddie Vedder, because it was such a... It's one of those, what if that was me?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. Just because I look different. The kids looked different. They had black hair, and, you know, they looked like they were...
They thought they were Satan worshippers or something in that little town, you know?
So, Jeff, we got the big election tomorrow. You voting?
Of course.
I didn't know if you could still vote.
What do you mean?
I thought, like, the world has considered Jeff Probst like a world nomad because he's been doing Survivor so many years that it's less like he just is a citizen of the planet.
No, he never gets to vote on Survivor is what you're thinking.
Oh, that's what it is.
He gets to vote for America. He doesn't get to vote on Survivor.
Yeah, we were having this debate last night. I had a bunch of friends over, my wife and I, and there's a few of our friends who aren't voting. And their argument was, California's decided.
Yeah.
They don't need my vote. And it was this big debate of, so are you supposed to still vote out of duty, or are you legitimately okay because you believe California? What if everybody thinks that and nobody goes?
Yes, it seems like with the polls and leading up to it, they're just telling you who's leading. I mean, that's almost like they have to say it's a nail biter to get people to go. But then when it comes down to saying it's one county in Ohio, then it does give why am I even leaving my house? Tomorrow?
Fighting traffic and dealing with all that after work. Yeah.
Crazy. We have our crew is mostly international on Survivor, and it is really telling and embarrassing when they tell you their impression of America, you know. That we're entitled, lazy people who don't travel or know anything about the world, and more people vote on a talent show than vote for the country. And you go, yep,
that's us. Yep. We're big, loud cowboys. We're big, loud cowboys who think America's the best. Yeah.
So are you going to keep it a secret who you're voting for, or do you want to endorse somebody right now?
No, I'm learning. I'm going to keep it a secret. I do understand that makes no sense for me to share any of that.
Right, but okay, there is something that I want your opinion on. It's also going to be on the ballot. It's a Los Angeles issue. Measure B, condoms in porn. What does Jeff Probst think? Do you want condoms in your porn?
Well, it's funny you say that because Thursday we have two adult film stars on our show under the idea of everything you ever wanted to ask a porn star. Well, man, if I'm in that industry, I'm probably going to want to wear it. But when I'm watching porn, hell no.
Yeah. There you go. Which porn stars are you having on Thursday? Have you announced that yet? Is it promo?
Yeah, they're not like vivid. Okay. They're just porn stars.
Sure.
But the idea was, it was born out of this. Just the, one of the segments we like to do is to put people on the couch and just say, here's everything I've ever wanted to ask, or here's all the things I'm afraid to say to an Asian person, to a black guy, to a gay person. Marley Matlin's on this week, and we do it in terms of a deaf person. And it is pretty interesting when somebody tells you, okay, here's all the things that are said to me in a weekly on a weekly basis and how offensive they are.
No, but with the that's porn, incredible,
even
Jeff.
Even though you open it up like that, Jeff, which is brilliant to
that's
have a segment
awesome.
Of your show like that. I mean, we had a blind guy call the show. It might have been our first week, and I asked the question, do you wear goggles in the swimming pool? Or what's the point if you're blind?
Yeah, we were asking like all the things that sighted
right.
people would know.
Yes.
But this woman called up really offended that, you know, I could even say
that
about a blind
person. It was so offensive
that
you asked a blind guy if he wore goggles. And we're like, well,
so
no.
Do you get some of that flack when you have this segment on your show and it's like, ask
yeah,
a black guy?
I think there's always those people. And unfortunately, they're the people that make a difference, because the people who like your show rarely call up to say, just had to take a moment out of my day to tell you guys rock. But the woman who thinks you're offensive
right.
has nothing better to do. And then the network listens and says, listen, this is what kills me is when they go, listen, people really don't. And I'll say, wait a minute, people or a person?
Right. Yeah.
Because for every person that's offended, there's another person going, oh, that's a good question.
Thought it was brilliant.
Why does it matter if your eyes don't work?
Yeah.
Why would you wear goggles? If
and
you're
the
blind.
Thing is, the people you're asking don't care. They love. I haven't had. We had a woman, quote unquote, fat, mm-hmm. and she was talking about the fact that I don't like and people don't like when you say fat, but it is so common, and it's so offensive when you say fat. And we were talking about the different things that happen and what you should say, but she was never mad at saying, "Well, what about I'm the guy in the middle? I'm the guy on the aisle, and you come down and you're in the middle seat." She goes, oh, I'm fully aware that you're dreading that I'm going to sit down next to you. Because I'm going to... All those things we all think, but no one wants to say, why aren't we saying... What's the
well, I think fat
deal?
People should probably drive wherever they go. Because to prevent having to take that middle seat and to put me in a situation where I have to look at you with disgust on
where
my face.
You see him walking down there and you're like, oh, no.
Just
no.
Maybe you should walk but wherever you go.
Okay,
don't fly, walk there.
It is a legitimate question to say... If you're in the middle seat and you are truly so heavy that you bleed into my seat mm-hmm. and into the other guy's seat, should you have to buy two seats? Is that a fair question? You can ask that. You should be able to ask it. We do ask it.
That sounds great, Jeff.
The Jeff Probst show's great.
When can people check out your show on a daily basis?
I mean, what are they going to do? Cancel you? It's on in L.A., on NBC, 2 o'clock, right before Steve Harvey and Ellen.
Yeah, Channel 4. That's a good spot to be. You're on every day when I get home from work. So
yeah.
It's a great show. And you're also working on a movie right now, right? Your feature film, Kiss Me? You're done.
Yeah. So now I got to venture into that trench.
Well, when you're ready, come back in, hang out with us, and promote the movie.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, anytime, man. Door's open.
I'll be driving past the billboard later today, I'm sure.
Right. Well, make sure you wave.
Jeff Probst, ladies and gentlemen, great guy. Congratulations on all your success.
Thanks for having me on again.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.